800-259-9231. You can bring up anything as we launch here into the third hour of the program. You can dial in at 800-259-9231. And that number is brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. If you have some collections that you need done for you, and you want them done with respect, you need to get in touch with those guys. Jason Osborne and the crew over at SACL CAI. They have the top banner on our website at freetalklive.com, so it's easy to find them. That's SACL CAI. As we jump right in here, we'll take your calls about anything. I mentioned that there's a story about Ron Paul in the Los Angeles Times, which that's a pretty big deal. I mean, to have as a presidential candidate, a liberty-oriented presidential candidate, and Ron Paul is like 98% in favor of liberty. And I think he would have been more in favor in the past than he was publicly for his campaign. I believe he was pandering a bit for his campaign, which I think is a shame, but, you know, that's just the way the cookie crumbled. Nonetheless, Ron Paul's campaign was tremendous for bringing people to the liberty movement, introducing new people to the ideas of freedom. And a number of those folks found Free Talk Live, maybe because we interviewed Ron Paul, maybe because they were just searching the internet for things liberty-related, liberty media.
Yeah, they were excited about it.
And a number of folks from the Ron Paul campaign found the Free State Project. I can't tell you, I don't know how many people I've talked to who have made the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get around other liberty-minded people who hadn't been in the movement before the Ron Paul campaign. It was the Ron Paul campaign in 2008 that brought these people, a lot of them, here to New Hampshire.
That's great.
So we owe something to this guy, and the fact that he's still making news, that he's still making headlines, in this case the headline, Ron Paul's ideas no longer fringe. Now, for a mainstream newspaper of the stature, if newspapers have much stature anymore, of the Los Angeles Times to make a proclamation like that, and I haven't seen the actual paper, so I don't know where this appeared. But it's a fairly lengthy article. It's not tremendous. I don't know if it was a feature story, but it might have been on the front page for all I know.
So if you do a search on it, whatever search engine you might want to use, you'll find that there are a lot of people who have linked to this already. And it's going around. This is awesome.
So here's a story from the Los Angeles Times. For three decades, Texas Congressman and former presidential candidate Ron Paul's extreme brand of libertarian economics consigned him to the far fringes, even among conservatives. Again, they're kind of suggesting that libertarians are somehow disaffected conservatives, and this is a common theme.
Or that even our ideas are fringe. I mean, I've seen polls where 70% of America believes that the government is too big and it should be cut by 50%.
It's funny, the label libertarian seemed for a long time to be fringe in the eyes of many of the popular media. And yet, if you'd give anybody the quiz, the political quiz, oftentimes they end up right smack in the libertarian category and they don't even know it.
And I blame the Libertarian Party for associating the term conservative with libertarian, because they've just kind of watered themselves down to the point where that's what they look like these days. It's just a kind of an alternate version of the conservative movement. But I'm not a conservative, and I'm not a liberal. I'm a liberty-minded person. I don't even call myself a libertarian anymore. I'm a voluntarist. But nonetheless, I understand where this misconception comes from. It's just a shame to see it continue to be propagated, because no conservative worth his conservative credentials would say end the war on drugs. Conservatives tend to not say that stuff. They tend to be very anti, or very shove your morals down, their morals down your throat kind of thing. And Ron Paul's not that kind of guy. So it wouldn't be accurate to label him as a conservative. Anyway, not a few times, his views put him on the losing end of 434-1 votes on Capitol Hill, but no longer. With the economy still struggling and political divisions deepening, Paul's ideas not only are gaining a wider audience, but are also helping to shape a potentially historic battle over economic policy, a struggle that will affect everything, including jobs, growth, and the nation's place in the global economy. Already, Paul's long-derided proposal to give Congress supervisory power over the traditionally independent Federal Reserve appears to be on its way to becoming law. His warnings on deficits and inflation are now Republican mantras. Well, that's not a surprise, right? Because the Republicans always, when they're not in the seats of power in D.C., always become liberty-oriented. All of a sudden, now they've found their principles again.
Spending. Oh, we gotta curtail spending. We've got to do something about this. Look what this opposition party has been doing. Just remember what George Bush did, and, you know.
Well, the reason that they do it is because liberty sells.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
The sort of sad thing is how people get tricked. You know, Rush Limbaugh sounds really great when the Republicans aren't in power. So, it sells, but when they get in power, they don't do it. And really the issue, the Republicans got into, they did the Contract with America, they got into power, I voted for them, I was all in favor of it, yay, 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 and then I find out from 2000 to 2006 when they were completely in charge, well, these guys are lying. And it's really not about who says what. And this is what people who are from the Republican and Democrat side need to figure out.
Yeah.
It's not about that. It's about the federal government being such a big, powerful plum for the kind of people that want power that they can't resist it. They get up there, the offers are made, the backs are scratched, the logs are rolled, whatever terminology you want to use, the politicians get what they want, the lobbyists get what they want, and you have to pay for it or you go to jail. And that's how it works. The problem is the centralization of power. And the Washington, D.C. is the most powerful place that the world has ever known.
It's a scary place, too. The story continues. With this year's congressional election campaign looming, the Texas congressman's deep-seated distrust of activist government has helped fuel protests such as the Tea Party movement, harden partisan divisions in Washington, and stoke public fears about federal spending and the deficit. People are wondering what went wrong, and they're not happy with what the government is offering up, said James Grant, editor of Grant's Interest Rate Observer, offering an explanation for why seemingly wonkish arguments over interest rate policy and the money supply are spilling over onto ordinary Americans. So, well, it's because once people understand what inflation really is, and it's not what they teach you in government schools,
right,
not the rise in prices.
Right.
The rise in prices is a symptom of inflation, which is an increase in the money supply. It's not hard once you explain to folks what has happened to their money, that it used to be backed with real gold and silver, but now it's not anymore. And as a result, the federal government can just print as much of it as they want. That inflates the money supply, meaning things start costing more, but they're stealing money from you at the same time. It's just awful. St. Paul and Ron Paul's great at explaining that stuff.
That's
so
true.
Some of Paul's most extreme views are still beyond the pale for most economists, says the story, because most economists are Keynesian economists and want nothing to do with the Austrian economics models of Ron Paul.
And by the way, there's an incentive for them to be Keynesian economists.
What's that?
They get the respect of politicians. They scratch their backs, their backs get scratched back and forth. If you're a Keynesian economist and you support the policies of more liquidity being pumped into the system by the central bank, of more interventionism, of more regulation, of more government programs, then the politicians who know their bread is buttered by getting those systems further inculcated into the populace will bring you in more to testify in front of Congress.
There's no way in the world that an Austrian economist, the opposite of Keynesian economist,
yes,
there's no way that an Austrian's ever going to get in charge of the Federal Reserve. There's no sweet, sweet federal government employee jobs for
right,
Austrian economists, only for the Keynesian economists.
Yes. Despite the eroding value of the dollar, no one expects the U.S. to return to the gold standard, as Paul advocates. Most economists think that could wreck the economy.
It's already wrecked.
In their less drastic forms, however, Paul's ideas are being welcomed by conservatives and viewed with foreboding by liberals. For conservatives, runaway inflation constitutes the biggest potential threat to the nation's future. Liberals worry that cutting back stimulus efforts too soon could slow or even halt the current recovery.
But they're already saying, I mean, they're already coming out and saying that the stimulus was a failure, that it didn't work.
Well, they need more.
That's exactly it. They need more.
Well, that's how the government works, right?
Hey,
it fails, and it gets more.
There's more to come here. There's just so much misunderstanding by this author here, Don Lee from the L.A. Times. Luckily, we're here to combat that. Manchester Brewing, by the way, is beer made by introverted geeks with poor social skills and strong right arms. This show brought to you by ManchesterBrewing.com. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. More about Ron Paul and your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include our Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are listeners of the program. You can go and get all the details, see the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
He's the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Galahad, Freedom Engineer. The Anarcho-Capitalist Adventure Series is now complete, and you can read it for free at peaceprosper.com and help Ben Woods construct catalyxia. Peaceprosper.com.
All right, so we continue here. We'll get back to your calls. Want to make sure we finish up the story about Ron Paul. He's still getting press attention, even if that press attention is thoroughly confused about what Ron Paul is actually out there saying. You can't expect the newspaper journalists to actually understand what the ideas of Austrian economics are, the reason why backing money with gold and silver or some sort of value.
And the reason why politicians are all lying.
Yeah, and mostly. They're trying to make it sound here like all of a sudden conservatives are welcoming what Ron Paul is saying, but that can't be true, at least not the ones that are in search of power. Maybe the rank and file are saying that they like the ideas. I mean, who wouldn't like the idea of having money that has value behind it?
They partially have to do this for their own survival because they had their totem, George W. Bush, and, you know, true conservatives, they didn't like him, but they went for it. True conservatives didn't like John McCain, but they had no choice. Got to go with him. They had the choice of Ron Paul, but they didn't think, well, he's not going to make it. He can't do it. If they had actually had some guts and said, hey, you know what? We'll go with this guy, Ron Paul, but they didn't like that. They didn't like the idea that he is in favor of pulling out of the Middle East.
There's that, yeah.
They didn't like the idea that he has spoken out against the drug war.
You can't tell conservatives to stop having wars, whether it's on brown folk or on drugs.
Exactly.
You can't stop that.
Right. Exactly.
The people that fund these wars just make too much money off the fighting of these wars in order for them to ever consider stopping.
Right.
That's why I say over and over again, and people need to get it through their minds, this is a government by the lobbyists for the lobbyists.
Right.
It is not a government by the people for the people.
And, of course, now that the George Bush chickens have come home to roost, or the pigeons have come home to roost, and they're laying their squat all over the place, exactly, so many of these conservatives are now saying, well, you know, I did speak out against George Bush and his economic policies. It's mostly on the economic front. They still would like to see the so-called war on terror continue. They still would like to see the so-called war on drugs continue. But what Ron Paul was saying when George Bush was president, which so many of the mainline Republicans stepped in lockstep into, like a Senator Judd Gregg and all the other conservatives who said, we've got to do the TARP and so on, they're starting to see that that was a huge mistake. And thankfully, there are people like you guys who are out there who are saying, hey, look, you know, there's no difference between what Bush was doing with TARP and what the Obama administration was doing.
Absolutely. It was Bush's first, he was the one with the first bailout.
Exactly.
So we'll continue here this sadly misinformed story, but they're doing their best. The debate over that question, what is the basic thrust of U.S. economic – or what the basic thrust of U.S. economic policy should be is likely to dominate the coming elections in Washington policymaking. And so far, Paul and his fellow conservatives are on the offensive. President Obama and congressional Democrats are repeatedly pledging not to increase the deficit and begin cutting back soon. I think we're going to be in for more revival of fiscal responsibility, said William Niskanen of the Cato Institute. He sees the Texas Republicans' increasing influence as stemming from the continued economic weakness. To this extent, Ron Paul gains voice, he said. Paul would go a lot further in cutting back the government's role than even free marketers like Niskanen support. If Paul had his way, for instance, he would do away with the Fed entirely. In his best-selling book, End the Fed, he lambasted the central bank as an immoral, unconstitutional tool of tyrannical government.
Now, interestingly, they don't mention in here Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States, you know, in his battle to get rid of the Federal, you know, at that time, I think it was the Second National Bank, but the equivalent of the Federal Reserve at that time. You know, why not? Why don't they mention how mainstream these views at one point were?
Such rhetoric might once have been dismissed as extremism, but Paul's anti-Fed message has drawn broad support because of the central bank's failure to restrain the flood of cheap money and excessive risk-taking in the years leading up to the financial crisis. It stirred rallies on college campuses and supportive commentaries from Wall Street pundits. And that was one of the things that was so great about the Ron Paul campaign, is it wasn't a bunch of conservative kids that were backing up Ron Paul. I mean, they're talking about rallies on college campuses. You don't find conservatives doing anything on college campuses. You found in the Ron Paul campaign, Ron Paul was the one who was touting the fact that he had liberals and conservatives, and he even dropped the term anarchists in every time he mentioned his supporters.
Remember when
what kind of politician acknowledges anarchists?
When was the last time Al Gore got on the Tonight Show and had John Lydon and the Sex Pistols get up there and say, "Good evening, Dr. Paul. When are we going to get out of Iraq?"
Nice.
And people are on their feet going crazy on the same show.
So his support is much broader than they may be making it sound here. Nonetheless, more than 300 so-called representatives in Congress have embraced Paul's ideas for reining in the Fed. And Paul said in an interview as he reminisced about one evening during his 2008 White House run when University of Michigan students chanted "End the Fed" and burned dollar bills, he said the response is even more than I ever dreamed. Paul, a skinny 74-year-old with a hangdog expression, understands that historical circumstances have thrust his ideas to the fore. He says an intellectual fight is going on. Paul traces his economic views to his frugal upbringing in Pittsburgh at the tail end of the Depression. He saved pennies from delivering newspapers and helping out his father's small dairy business. At his first economics class at Gettysburg College, it was an eye-opener, said Paul. When a professor explained how banks keep only a tiny part of their deposits on hand and earn money by lending out the rest, Paul discovered one of the tricks of the financial system. Beyond that, Paul's ideas are grounded in the work of economic thinkers. They're not really digging in very deep here, are they?
No.
Work of economic thinkers from an earlier era who focused on problems similar to those besetting the U.S. today.
Right. I mean, absolutely. When they talk about, what would the bankers lend out if they didn't have the deposits on hand? If they had all the deposits on hand, what would they lend out? They don't even mention fractional reserve banking. Banks print money out of thin air. Well, they call it a trick, but it's not even really a trick. Everybody knows that.
That's just, well, what's fascinating to me is that's the heavy-handed footprint or the heavy footprint of an editor right there. Because I have a feeling, now it's possible that the author just glossed over that and pulled it out himself. But to me, maybe it's just my inquisitive nature, you know, I know the first time I started to read about fractional reserve banking, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Well, that's pretty interesting. Oh, yeah, okay, I see how that works. Oh, yeah, the banks lend off to other banks, but oh, hold on a second now. If the when you start to talk about fractional reserve, you say, well, what if everybody went to ask for their deposits?
Uh-oh.
Right.
In particular, Paul is a disciple of Ludwig von Mises, an Austrian theorist born...
At least they threw a name in.
The 19th
century. Now you can look up... I mean, it's an interesting name, and people are liable to look that up on Wikipedia and learn a little bit.
Well, at the very least, they'll be looking up Ron Paul. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll see what the rest of the L.A. Times story is here. Also, get to your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. You can dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231, and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now. Now, in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria, please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
Edgar.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include our wiki. You can go and you can edit virtually anything you see there, WIKI wiki. freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about updating your bathroom or kitchen, you probably should start looking with at the knobs and the pulls on the drawers. I have had a great experience using a company called InterKnobs. They're a big supporter of the show, Pete over there, and they have a special discount just for Free Talk Live listeners. It's an additional 11% off of everything at their already wholesale prices, because that's what InterKnobs is. It's a wholesale supplier to many decorators out there. And if you're going to be doing any kind of knob and pull or anything like any kind of updating on your kitchen or bathroom, they're the place to check. You can go find the ones you like at the big box stores or wherever, but check InterKnobs before you buy. And they also have a closeout section, Ian, that's 50 to 80% off. And if you use code FTL, that's as FTL is in Free Talk Live, you get an additional 11% off their already ridiculously low-priced discount closeout
nice.
Knobs and pulls.
I'm glad you checked on that.
I know you love a good discount.
A good deal, yeah.
And so go over to InterKnobs.com. That's InterKnobs.com.
I'm the kind of guy that I just want a damn knob, so I'm going to go to that closeout section and order some stuff, you know?
It will pull your drawers open, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, so we continue here. The story's from the L.A. Times, where they're talking about Ron Paul and how he's still in the news. He is, there's a headline on the article, Ron Paul's ideas no longer fringe. And that's a pretty declarative headline. course, in the story, they start to talk about how most economists don't agree with this guy. He's a little wacky.
They're no longer fringe, but they really are fringe.
Yeah, that's
what don't they're worry, trying they're to fringe. Tell you, yes.
But the headline's the most important part because, you know, yeah, most people aren't going to get very far into these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not like there have been very many reporters out there that have been very good to Ron Paul in general. I mean, whenever he ran, they had to use the term quixotic, which basically means crazy.
Like Don Quixote.
Don Quixote, yeah.
Tilting at the windmills.
Right. So, I mean, they every time it was the quixotic Ron Paul or whatever, right. Dark Horse, all these other things, the terminology they've used to marginalize them. I mean, no doubt here, but that headline is huge.
So, in particular, they're telling a little bit about Ron Paul's history. Paul's a disciple of Ludwig von Mises, an Austrian theorist born at the end of the 19th century, who contended that government intervention in an economy would fail because free markets were better at allocating resources and fueling growth. And you know what? He's right.
Well, it's not just Ludwig von Mises. Yeah. It's like every economist that came prior to, really, socialism. You know, the little red book changed everything.
Of course the marketplace is better at allocating resources because each individual gets to make their own decisions. You have a billion people or 5 billion people or how many people you're talking about. All those people are making trillions upon trillions of individual decisions. All of that, that is what the free market is. It's all of those decisions aggregating into what we have, which we don't have a free market, but I'm talking theoretically here,
and that's,
versus having one group of know-it-all bureaucrats deciding for you what those decisions should be. I mean, how can you believe that somebody else could run your life better than you can? That's essentially that's the position of those that support centralization and those that support the government making those decisions.
And that's one of the things that I was fascinated by when I started to read free market economics texts. I ordered von Mises' work and picked up Human Action, things like that. I went down to my dad's office, and he had like a 1950-something copy of it, annotated in his own hand for his kids with notes on the margins and things. I said, Dad, oh, you already have a copy of this. He said, oh, yeah, it just made sense. It combines the economic – it takes what we recognize, what I think most human beings recognize as a moral position, which is don't tell your neighbor what to do with his money. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. It takes that and it extrapolates from that the lessons of how economies grow when you leave your neighbor alone. It started way back with Adam Smith. He had some ideas, the physiocrats had ideas. Even Aristotle had some of these concepts in mind. He didn't fully articulate these. Sometimes he went off on a different track. But Mises, man, when you get that idea of people being left alone to their own devices and they can make better decisions than the government can, and they have that feedback loop of profit and loss, which the government doesn't have, well, of course it makes sense. Why would you want to mess with your neighbor?
And when you do mess with people, you're throwing it all off. Whereas if you just, like you're saying, leave them alone, they'll make the best decisions. Sure, they'll make the wrong decisions occasionally, but when an individual makes a wrong decision, it doesn't have the huge effect that it does when some government bureaucrat makes the wrong decision with billions of dollars. I mean, when you mess up, you're the only one that has to pay for those consequences. There are people immediately connected to you.
And the arrogance and conceit at the heart of these politicians and the economists who back them, people like Paul Krugman and these numbskulls out there who say, well, there has to be some referee. There has to be someone who levels the playing field. And all these dumb euphemisms. Yeah. When you say to yourself, is that a human being or is that an almighty creature? Well, it's a human being. And who brings that about? The people making their own decisions or a select smaller group of people who will now make decisions for more people than just themselves? Well, it'll be the smaller group that, oh, I see, so that will be more efficient than people deciding for themselves and risking only their own capital.
And people have been poisoned by this idea that the bureaucrats, the central controllers, the planners are somehow better than them. This is
yes.
They're inculcated with this, and there are people that actually do believe that, well, they know more than we do. They're in the government. That's why they're in the government.
Higher pay grade.
More, you know, and this is a very destructive mentality that the only thing that can replace it is, you know, getting people together and talking about freedom again, which is what we're doing here. But anyway, let's continue. So talking about von Mises, having lived through Germany's devastating hyperinflation in the early 20s, which helped pave the way for Hitler, Mises wrote long before the Great Depression that overgenerous credit policies would encourage excessive borrowing, creating a boom and then a bust. Mises' ideas became central to what's known as the Austrian School of Economics, which emphasized tight controls on credit and money supply, a strategy that discouraged financial ups and downs but tended to slow growth. By 1940, when Mises arrived in America...
And this is the big complaint about metal-backed currency of value, is that it slows growth. But in fact, what it does is it's legitimate growth. That's
yes,
real growth.
Stated.
Because the rest of it is illegitimate growth. You have to steal people's money and give it to some sector of the economy in order to foster this growth. And how is that slowing growth? It's just taking money from one person, giving it to another. And that's not only is it stifling growth in some areas, it's stealing. And
yeah,
it's not right. It's immoral.
Yeah, it'd be sort of like, sorry to jump in again, it'd be sort of like a bunch of people starting up an auction, putting a product out for auction, and then flooding their own guys into the auction to bid up the price. And then later they say, well, this is the real value of it. No, sorry.
There's not the real value of it.
Yeah.
Down the line. And that's what's happening now. By 1940, when Mises arrived in America, most Western economists had embraced the competing theories of Britain's John Maynard Keynes, who called for government to stimulate the economy by spending on infrastructure and cutting interest rates. Obama has largely followed the Keynesian script, as President George W. Bush did when the economic crisis broke. No, he was doing it the whole time. Paul's once lonely espousal of the Austrian school's ideas has gotten new impetus from conservative economists and Republican political strategists. Says an economics professor at the University of Georgia, a lot of good ideas were shoved aside because of the depression and the rise of the Keynesian view of the world. Paul contends that Austrian economics explains the most recent financial meltdown. He said, quote, if you inflate too much, if you have no restraint on monetary authorities, you're going to bring a crisis. Now, Paul says, administration policies are leading the country toward disaster. Seglin and many mainstream economists agree that pumping too much money into the economy can lead to trouble, but they say Paul goes too far. In the 1930s...
But a little bit of stealing is best. We have to steal a little bit.
In the 1930s, say Seglin and many other economists, including Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, the U.S. economy began pulling out of the Depression thanks to the federal easing of monetary policy. The economy tipped back into depression after the reins were tightened too soon. The Depression was created by the Fed. Anyway, however, like Mises, whose portrait hangs on his office wall in Washington, Paul is intransigent, and that has earned him an ardent following. Editor of the Forecast and Strategies, the former economics professor Mark Skousen says his views are strong and hard-hearted, but you've got to stand firm or you'll get blown over in this world.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918. Call now. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. We'll try to sneak you in here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. They give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. Basically, it allows you to get behind this show and help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
And if you're of college age, go to libertarianinternships.com. They have internships there for journalism production, that's video production or audio production, and state policy organizations and even federal policy organizations. You can find out all about their internships over the summer, and they actually have some in the fall too. They've come with stipends, so you get paid. They have a housing allowance. They have all kinds of seminars and lectures in order to teach you how to do it and teach you about liberty. It's libertarianinternships.com, and it's they're sponsored by the Institute for Humane Studies, libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so we continue here. I want to get to the phone calls, but, Guard, one thing before we do that. You had a comment during the break that I thought was important to make on the air. We've been reading this story about Ron Paul that appeared in the L.A. Times. We finished it up, but the very last comment had something to do with how you have to be hard-hearted.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
can you comment on that?
Yeah,
here?
I was just disappointed that Mark Skousen, who's a nice guy, and you know, some people disagree about Mark. I know he headed up Foundation for Economic Education for a while and ended up moving out. I don't know what the terms were. I don't know if they were positive or negative, whether he was sort of pushed out. But FEE's been terrific for a long time. Great proponents. The very first free market think tank in the United States, if not the world. And so he heads up, he does his own economic analysis, and he's a very, very nice guy. His wife's a wonderful lady, and he does this thing in Vegas, the Liberty...
the Freedom Fest.
Yeah, Freedom Fest every year. And he brings in a lot of different people from a lot of different positions along the ladder of libertarianism. And
I think it should be said, it's probably the largest libertarian gathering in the nation.
It's huge. Bigger than the Liberty Forum?
I believe so.
It's pretty big. It's pretty big. And they go all out. They just get lots of people from various. I mean, they have Steve Forbes at the same time. They have Thomas Woods and Tom DiLorenzo come in. They debate Austrianism versus Friedmanism, things like that. What struck me was, you know, if you're being interviewed like that, and you know that any word you say that could be painted, that could be used to paint a man in a negative light, don't speak loosely. So he made the mistake of saying, well, Ron Paul's ideas may be hard-hearted.
His views are strong and hard-hearted.
Hard-hearted.
But you've got to stand firm or you'll get blown over in this world.
No, see, you can't. Ron Paul is the absolute
opposite. Hard-headed. I'm sorry, it's not hard-hearted, it's hard-headed.
Okay, hard-headed. Okay, very good, very good.
Well, hard-headed isn't probably the word, as bad of a word as hard-hearted is.
I still wouldn't use that, though, because it has connotations of not listening to
others. Like a mule.
Exactly, yeah. Obstinate.
But you're right, though, about what you were saying, because we did think it was hard-hearted, that typically liberty viewpoints can be seen as being cold to people.
Right,
like,
right.
Oh, you don't want to help people.
And when in fact, it's the only moral way to do things.
Yeah.
It's going to provide more efficiency to the marketplace, which means more money for the average individual to spend. It's going to provide more choices to that same individual. It's going to provide those choices at a lower price.
Right.
It is the most moral choice.
People can get more help.
You stop stealing from that individual. All individuals.
Right. People get more help more efficiently, quicker, under a free marketplace. If you're allowed to keep your money, you get to decide how to allocate it, meaning that more charities will get more contributions from people rather than just the politically connected ones that happen to be buddy-buddy with the state. There'd be all kinds of extra money available for charitable works in the absence of the government. So it's not like it's a hard-hearted viewpoint at all to believe in liberty. It's the most humane, loving, caring, compassionate viewpoint out there. Period.
And it leads to the greatest growth. I think a great example, especially if you run into kids who might feel this way, because a lot of people say, what, you don't want to help others when you question government programs?
Yeah.
You just say, well, let's look at it this way. When they started the Plymouth Plantation Colony, the colony of Plymouth Rock, and the Pilgrims were there starving very early on when they went with the Platonic socialist idea of, well, everybody has the fruits of their labor gathered into one giant thing. Some people would say that policy was very kind because the people who couldn't care for themselves, they still received something. But what did it do?
Everybody was starving.
Starvation.
Everyone was starving by the end of the second winter.
Exactly.
And so they changed it.
Right. And so it might seem counterintuitive, especially to the young, to explain to them it is not hard-hearted. As you said, we start from the principle of it is the most kind thing to do to leave your neighbor alone. If I ask for the respect to be left alone so that I can live in peace, I've got to acknowledge that principle for my neighbor. And by doing so, we actually end up causing the greatest prosperity of all.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Chris in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris. Chris in Florida going once. Chris in Florida going twice. Let's try instead the amp line on screen caller. You're on the air.
Well, hello. This is the Christian Anarchist.
Hey, Gene. Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I wanted to just jump in very quickly with some more of the underwear bomber, because Mark yesterday made the point that this guy was really dedicated because he got burned so badly and all this. And I've been going over all this, and he was released from the hospital in 2 days. So his burns weren't all that bad. And then you go back and you read the reports, and they describe this thing as a small fire. The guy that helped pull it from his lap or says that he did. Says that he saw a burning object that this guy was holding between his legs, and then this passenger grabbed it and tried to put it out with his hands and then threw it away, and then the crew members helped extinguish this small fire. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're going to grab something with your hands and try and put it out, I assume just by beating on it, it's not going to be a very large thing. You're not going to be picking up something that's the size of a bread box and start beating on it to put it out. So obviously this was a very tiny fire, the burns weren't that bad.
Yeah, I heard something like 70 grams or something like that. So it was a small amount of this explosive material. But another eyewitness that I saw on, you know, from the news said that the flames leapt above the gentleman's head, and in, well, I call him a gentleman, the man's head, the bomber's head, and then leapt up to the ceiling of the fuselage, the cabin, or whatever that term is.
Well, and I don't know, but I'm saying that this, first of all, his burns couldn't have been too bad. You suggested that he really was dedicated because he burned off half of his body or something, you know. But
I'd heard that he got third-degree burns.
Well, third degree is not that bad. You got to get into fourth degree where the flesh is charred, mm-hmm. and then you have
I thought third degree was
infections.
The worst.
Yeah, I thought it was,
but
too.
At any rate, if you were bad enough to go to a burn center, some people die from their infections mm-hmm. if their burns are bad enough. This guy's out of the hospital in 2 days. So obviously the burns aren't that bad. The fire was
well. Maybe he was taken to a clinic. I mean, he's probably taken to a clinic inside the
What's the point
the jail
of this discussion? I mean, he's still going to likely be locked up for a very long time. I mean, that took some level of courage, right, to go and do something that if you don't, I mean, if you survive the process, you'll result in being spending time in a cage.
Are you suggesting that he didn't believe he was going to die, Gene?
That certainly is a possibility, or he certainly didn't. Wasn't given the right equipment to do the job, because something that's only going to create a little tiny fire like that is not going to cause a lot of damage.
Are you seeing a larger plot here by other parties involved, a conspiracy sort of thing?
Yes, I think that there, of course there's a conspiracy, right? I mean, somebody gave him the bomb, gave him the training, so by definition it's
yes,
a conspiracy.
Yes, I should be,
you
I should
can't
be more
deny
careful.
That. Nobody can say there's no conspiracy here.
Right, do you see the a conspiracy that would be working towards purposes other than the Islamic terrorist purposes?
Right. The conspiracy is to get the scanners installed and to get people to bend over for more raping by the TSA as you get on the airplane. That's the conspiracy, not the conspiracy to blow the plane up. First of all, if you were going to try to blow the plane up, you would attempt to do it at altitude, not once they're starting to come down, because the fuselage of the plane is under much more stress at altitude than it is at lower altitude.
So
you would want to set off any damage to the fuselage at 35,000 feet, not at 18,000 feet.
True. But I get that part, but you know, the question I have to ask here is, Gene, did the guy think he was going to blow himself up or not? And if they wanted to trick him, they could have given him an active bomb that would have worked, or he obviously got tricked because he's going to jail for the rest of his life.
Hey, he probably is going to go jail for a while.
So we got tricked.
Thanks,
why not
Gene,
trick him with a real bomb?
Thanks for the call. Jeremy on the line in Alaska. Last 10 seconds. Jeremy, go. Jeremy in Alaska. You got 10 seconds. Hit it now.
Yeah, I've been talking on the Liberal Forum about you all at liberalforum.org.
Cool, man. Thanks for that. We're out of time. Got to go. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.